Welcome to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We're the host of Experience Points, some lifelong geeks
as long as
to
I've
drop some knowledge on you. Welcome to the brand new semester.
It is a brand new semester. Is this our first show this semester?
This is the first
I think
show.
We skipped last week to let y'all kind of get in the mood, get
it was
in the groove.
Syllabus week, man. Syllabus
yeah,
week
I mean,
last week.
You know, nothing's going to go on anyway.
It's the sixth season, so yay!
Yay, happy, six seasons.
Happy season six, you know, season 5.5. That was over the summer.
That was a fun season.
That was
y'all
our
missed
more,
it if you
that was our
around.
More regular season, I
than
think.
Than our regular season?
Yeah, like
I was around more for
we
it, definitely.
We will miss more this season than we did over the summer. And
Hey, I gave us a good excuse last week. We're letting everyone get back in the groove before we hit them with the experience points.
If this is your first time listening to Experience Points, we got some websites for you.
Oh,
Bear,
get ready for this.
What's the website?
SEXPpoints.com. Remember, double tap the P.
You got to remember that. We also have a ton of social media that you can check us out on. Facebook, Twitter.
Here comes the
Google
list, kids.
Plus. You can go to EXPpoints.com/Facebook or slash Twitter or slash Google Plus.
With the plus sign.
With the plus sign. Or slash YouTube. I always like making the hand movements with the plus.
Yeah. Oh no, you have
like
to do
a,
that.
Like
you
a,
have to
it's
make
like
a plus
timeout,
sign in the air.
A timeout, but I've missed the T, so now it's like lowercase T plus. We're also on iTunes and Stitcher, so if you do expppoints.com/iTunes/Stitcher, you can get all of our previously recorded audio, all of our episodes from season, I believe, season four. Five and six, yeah. Or I'm sorry, 3, 4, and 5, as well as 5.5. You can get all of those audios. It's like over 50. I'm almost going to say 50 hours.
50 hours.
Almost 50 hours of us talking and doing stuff. So if you didn't think we could do it, we can do it.
I mean, I can't wait till we get to like an entire weekend of audio. So you can listen to us for 72 hours straight.
Put us on.
Marathon us.
Put us on a loop. And it'll be awesome. There's your weekend.
Man, I can't wait until we can start marathoning.
We're also able to stream all of our audio via the website. So go to exppoints.com and click on any of the stuff. And you can, you know, listen to our audio.
See the things and stuff.
Yep, see the things and stuff. We are going to start you out with some brand new stuff from MC Frontalot off of his... Hot and Fresh off of his Question Bedtime album. He's actually coming September to Baton Rouge, New Orleans area.
Get your tickets now.
We'll have more info on that later. This is off his Question Bedtime album, Gold Locks by MC Frontalot. You're hearing it here on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Guys, you know what we haven't done in a while.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
I'm still Red Bear. Wait. Yes, I'm Red Bear.
That was Gold Locks. He I had to check him real quick.
Check yourself.
That was Gold Locks by MC Frontalot off of his new Question Bedtime album. Bear, you got some stats on
I got some stats.
When
they're
MC
now
Frontalot's going to be
available. During that song, we made them available.
Oh, I'm like, when are the stats available?
I'm just saying. We said that they would give you more information when it was available. It was already available.
What's the more information?
The more information is you can check out MC Frontalot out in Baton Rouge on Friday the 12th, September the 12th of 2014 at the Varsity Theater.
He's going to be there live, right?
Live in person.
Not dead.
No.
Not dead.
Hopefully not dead. Whoa. It's an 18-plus show only. Starts gates open at 9 p.m. Get your tickets online now. You can check it out at his website. That's frontalot.com.
Now it's going to be...
There's no double tap.
That's Friday.
There.
Saturday, I think he's going
to
be...
Saturday, he's going to hop the pond and go over to New Orleans.
I'm like, he's going to Britain?
No. Smaller pond.
Oh, okay.
Smaller pond. Going to hop the pond over to New Orleans. Going to be at the Beatnik.
That sounds like a place that serves like vegetarian-friendly meals, black bean burgers and
I'll
stuff like that.
I'll have the black bean burger, please. Extra beanie.
I saw the Proto Man at a place where they did that, and I ordered the burger thinking that it's going to be like a burger with beans on top of it.
Oh, no, dude.
And I'm like, man, that would taste awesome.
That would.
And then they bring it
awesome.
Out, and this is black bean veggie burger.
Was it not good?
It was good, but I was like,
oh, man, I love me some black bean burger.
Managed expectations.
Yeah, if you're not getting beef, you're not getting beef at the end of the day.
Anyway,
speaking of this, I ain't got
no
beef with MC Frontalot, so get your tickets now. Check
MC Frontalot, dude.
Again, that's frontalot.com.
Frontalot, I was listening to this entire album. I ordered it or pre-ordered it, and as soon as it dropped on Spotify also. So if you want to listen to it, you can go to Spotify.com.
Side note, I would like to mention that like the previous like three shows, the next three that aren't Louisiana on his website are all age shows. He gets to Louisiana as 18 and over only.
Yeah.
I don't know what it says about us.
I'm sure that there's
as a state.
There are certain things you can do in Louisiana that you can't really do in a lot of other states.
I just think it's hilarious.
And I think MC Frontalot's from New York. So or Brooklyn. He's from the Brooklyn area. What did you do? This past week, weekend, the last week and a half.
Yeah, wow, we've been off the air for a while. I'm excited. I have internet.
internet.
And it's better than yours.
You're like a developed country.
Yeah, I know. I'm like at least a third world country.
Nice.
At this point. Nice. But I'm even better than that because I got fiber.
Sweet.
They had drill up all through my apartment and everything. It was great.
Nice. I'm a little jealous because I only have this new listeners to the show. I have 6 meg high-speed DSL, and there's quotes around that high speed.
Actually, you know what's funny about that? My parents just got a letter. They live over out in Holden.
There's
and all
nothing
that.
Funny about that.
No, that was hilarious. So they have AT&T high-speed DSL.
Okay.
They're not getting their high-speed. I think they have like a 6 meg line.
That's what I have.
Yeah. So they're not getting 6 megs.
What are they getting?
And they haven't been forever.
Oh.
Like nothing. Like sometimes it just doesn't even work.
Oh, okay.
So they get a letter from AT&T saying, hey, you don't get the speeds you're paying for. So we're just going to charge you less money instead of fixing it.
Well.
So that's the thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so got my computer hooked up. My, you know, big expensive block of steel is now a gaming machine.
That's nice.
That makes
again,
me happy.
Again.
Yeah, again. In time to start getting hyped about Warlords of Draenor.
You turn it on and it's like, oh, updates everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
Nothing but updates.
Nothing but updates.
I know I've been playing a couple. I started playing. That's what I have to do. I actually have to like choose which games to download because it'll be downloading
them
for
ridiculous.
3 days.
God,
what type of universe does this mean? Is this
is this 1994?
Universe to show.
Is this internet for ants?
Can you? That's how I feel. That's cool. So you got internet. Did you do anything else really crazy and cool?
No. Or? Well, I jumped back into Azeroth. Still works.
You
made sure I could connect. Yeah,
into Azeroth.
Nice. So, like I said, getting ready for Warlords of Draenor. Excited about that.
Sweet.
What else? I did things and stuff. I don't know.
Awesome. Yeah. I actually got back into Eve, at least for 1 month. I had suspended my accounts for probably the last 6 or 7 months because I hit like, you know, that dead end in Eve. And it wasn't an actual dead end. It was an artificial dead end where I didn't know what else to do. I had already played enough and I didn't think there was much left in the game for me. And I was really just really busy. You know, I didn't have a lot of stuff to do and a lot of
busy
times
to
game.
Don't believe
and
that.
But they did a thing where it was $10 for the first month you're back in. And I decided, you know what, I'll go ahead and I'll jump back in for 10 months. I paid $20 for it for 1 month on 2 accounts. So I have 2 accounts. I dual box. I have 2 monitors and I got some dual box miners going on dual box, you know, mission in running. And I'm thinking, you know, after this 1 month, I'll try my best to get into something that I think
I'll
enjoy.
Come back to WoW. Come to the back.
I will eventually go back to WoW because Warlords of Draenor cinematic looks great. And
That cinematic looks amazing.
If you haven't checked out the cinematic, everyone listening, go and check it out at WoW.com or Blizzard.com or whatever.
Just Google search WoW cinematic.
Wow.
It'll probably be the first. You know what? I'm going to try that. WoW
cinematic. We have computers here. Yep.
I don't go anywhere without a computer, Matt.
I also.
It's literally if you Google WoW cinematic, it pops up
with
a playable video.
That's cool. I tested out the new Steam in-game or in-home
streaming. Yeah.
I want to talk about that a little bit later in the show, but I was very impressed. And
apparently. But later, things that I did this week, things I'm doing this upcoming week. So I'm actually heading out to Seattle, right?
Right.
Genius me forgot PAXes this weekend.
You have to watch out for Seattle. I heard that's where Infamous Second Son was at.
Yeah.
And it may still be wrecked from that. So
it may still be. But I'll check it. Well, PAX West is out there.
Yeah.
And my brain did not comprehend this. So I try to get a ticket. Can't get a ticket. So my mission for the weekend is to get into PAX.
Sneak into PAX.
Yeah. Somehow, some way, I want to be in PAX. MC Frontalot's going to be
there.
Do
you have any roadie gear? Like, could you like unload some?
Yeah,
boxes
I totally
and packs?
Could. A certain professor at a certain university once told me in a certain theater class the way that you get into these is carry either a wrench or a clipboard and just walk backstage.
I have a clipboard you can use.
Yeah, okay, I'll just try that and just clip.
I think if you have like a standard black and white staff T-shirt, you could probably just get in.
Yeah, but I don't know. Some of the cons like actually theme their stuff, so if you have to have like the themed shirt,
bring a series of colored.
I wish I had a GoPro. Do you have a GoPro?
No.
Oh man, I need a GoPro. Someone donate us a GoPro because I would love to wear a GoPro and just live stream my attempts to get into PAX all week.
That would be. I have a feeling you'd have. Do you have a good insurance? You have insurance.
I have insurance.
You?
Yeah, I got a real job and everything.
So that's good. At least your medical bills will be taken.
Hey, at least
care
I can use it.
We're gonna cut to a song and we're gonna come back and we're gonna discuss a retro game. We aren't gonna tell you what it is yet.
Yeah, not until the retro game segment.
This is Boss Wave by Exilent. You're hearing it here on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was Boss Wave by Excellent. We're going to jump right into our retro game.
Because we love retro gaming.
This is actually one of Bear's favorite games.
Oh, yeah,
it is. And you know what? I have a feeling it's one of those nostalgia games that you haven't played in a while. And then
Are
we doing this? Are we doing retro challenges now?
You've already ice challenged. What is this ice thing? I'm sorry.
We will discuss this at the end.
I have apparently been challenged. Oh, yes. God. I need to find out what I've agreed to.
We will discuss this at the end. So what's the retro game this week, Bear?
That is Streets of SimCity.
So, to be fair, let's take it for a second. SimCity is a series of games developed by Maxis. Mm-hmm.
Published by Maxis and Electronic Arts.
It's already evil because it's EA.
Yeah, okay, everyone hates EA.
And it's already part of a long line of sim games by Maxis. Now, Maxis doesn't do The Sims. That's right. Just EA. But Maxis did do Sim Park, Sim Snake.
Sim Snake? I don't even remember
Sim City.
Yeah, SimCity 2000, which is the city creation.
Right, that was the best one in my opinion.
It was, and that's what they used in Streets of SimCity.
There was SimCity 4, and then there was SimCity that required an always-on online authentication connection that recently became a single-player game, apparently, where you don't need it. But this is about Streets of SimCity. So I bought this in a double pack.
I bought this through the Scholastic Reading Program.
So it was educational.
Yeah, all right.
So let's just put it this way. SimCity, you zone out some areas of land. You sort of become a physical plant. You level land. You build cities.
Use the SimCity 2000 creation tool to just build your own city.
Well, SimCity 2000 isn't just a creation tool. It's a game.
No, but you use the creation tool from SimCity. I think you could export your SimCity 2000.
You could just open your SimCity.
Yeah, I mean, if you had SimCity 2000, you could play the game and you could do that.
Right.
Or you could also just use, there's just a creation tool if you didn't feel like BSing with the game.
Oh, I missed this.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Because I actually never owned SimCity 2000.
Ah, you missed out.
Yeah.
Or did you?
I don't think I did because I got the city editor anyway.
Right.
Which, I could build my own cities and all that.
All
and
you
have to deal with money
anyway.
Or the game or anything. And I could drive around it. And yeah, it's called Streets of SimCity, right? So the point is you're in these crazy jacked up cars. And
it was Carmageddon. It was Carmageddon.
That's exactly what it was.
Small tangent. Carmageddon is being re-released. Carmageddon Reincarnation. I backed that on Kickstarter and I've played it several times. It's early alpha on Steam. I'm loving it. I do have the original Carmageddon that I will eventually give away for free on air.
Is it going to be autographed? You should autograph it.
No, I mean it's a digital download.
Autograph the digital download.
I can't do that. Sure I'll give you my autograph. We can autograph a piece of paper with the code on it.
We need a photo shoot and autograph all. Yeah. Because I'm sure people will love our autographs.
Back to Streets of SimCity. Small tangent, sorry.
Okay, so Streets of SimCity again. Game. Kind of Carmageddon-y. Apparently had objectives, which I didn't realize.
Are they missions, right?
Yeah, there's a career mode, apparently, where the primary mission is based in play mode, in which player takes on part of television show series, some BS about
that's Carmageddon.
Things.
That's Carmageddon or Twisted Metal. I mean, they're pretty much ripping off all these games, but...
Then player's choice, which I guess is what I always played, is a non-mission-based play mode. Well, yeah, it's free roam. That's what I played.
Yeah.
And you just drive around your city that you built. And
something
gangs would show up and you'd fight. And
something that great. Would kind of... I didn't understand because I was the guy that would carefully architect my city.
Loser.
And then I'd go in Streets of SimCity and it would be completely different. And there would be gas stations everywhere, gas stations for miles, and you drive around. First off, I remember this car had the best turning ever. Had almost exact 90-degree turns, super fast, breakneck speeds. The graphics weren't particularly good.
Actually, fun fact, apparently the audio used a lot of sound clips from the 1974 film of Gone in 60 Seconds.
What?
Citation needed.
What are you...
I'm Wikipedia-ing this.
Man. So, you got this on PC only.
Yeah, PC.
And I don't know.
Windows 95, 98. You have MEXP Vista 7 with asterisks. Meaning
that you
these
can play it in DOSBox.
Can run to SimCity, but are highly incompatible with game unless run in compatibility mode to slow down the CPU.
Right. from a time before a time when CPUs were 16 megahertz CPUs.
Well, actually, the problem with that, because like Descent, you could run that natively. Yeah. Like still, Windows 8 will run Descent, well, in DOS.
Right.
But it a lot of the clocks and timing in the programming is tied to the CPU, so it's not playable with a fast processor at all. Right,
you're like super
it's
fast.
It's crazy.
Or maybe it is playable and we're just not good.
Does not work that quickly. I am not as fast as my processor.
Nice. So Streets of SimCity, you know, I remember nostalgia impressions of this game. I didn't play this game much. I played it a little bit. I was all about the SimCity and not about the streets.
I was all in the streets, man. I'm from the streets. You're from the city.
From the streets.
You're from the high rise. I'm from the streets.
I'm happy with my high rise.
I'm happy with my streets, son.
Air conditioning. We don't need gas stations.
We got rocket powered grenades.
RPGs for the kids at home.
Laser sights and hover cars.
We are gonna cut to another song
from the streets.
It is from the streets, actually.
That's right.
This is new stuff from I Fight Dragon, just dropped off of their The Near Future album. We have news about that next. This is their song, Chicago. I'm
from
MD.
The streets. And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Oh, Chicago knows how small.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still MG.
Still Red Bear.
Still Experience
Wait.
Points.
Yes, I'm Red Bear.
Okay, sweet. So that was Chicago by I Fight Dragons off their new The Near Future album.
That's coming out in the near future, eventually.
It's coming back. Well, okay, so the original drop date was like September 19th. And unfortunately,
which would be in the near future at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, it was like, it's like 2 weeks. It's right after MC Frontalot comes to town.
Yeah.
You know? The problem is that due to the nature of the jackets and all the stuff that has to get, like, it's super nice packaging, really, really nice. Trifold vinyls with the big giant.
I'm actually super
book.
Excited for you to get this in so I can look at it.
I know, it's going to be really good. I think I'm going to buy like two or three of them so I can frame both sides and be viewable.
Yeah.
And also have like one album to show. It's going to be really nice. All individually numbered. All fantastic. Unfortunately, the way that Brian released a video to Kickstarter, the way that they make vinyls is, you've got a press. And you put the master down and you press the vinyl against it and that makes a side. And you cut the sides off. They're
right
using there? 180 gram vinyl, which is like the thickest vinyl you can get. And
that way it won't scratch as easily.
That way it won't. Yeah, exactly. It's a big meaty. You can't just. These aren't the ones you break comedically. These are the ones you keep forever. And
I do love. You realize like at least half the listeners have no idea what we're actually talking about.
Well, okay. Vinyl used to be before CDs and cassettes and stuff.
It's still the best way to record audio, period.
Right. So
the most accurate to source.
So because they had such the way this works is there's only like one there's one manufacturer or there's one press at the plant to push the vinyl, the big heavy vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
So there's windows of opportunity to get your vinyls pressed. So for like 4,000 vinyl presses, that will take a few weeks. So their window was recently, right before, you know, it was due to be out because it was just going to ship. And the process is they press the vinyl, they slide it into the sleeve, they package it up, and there it goes. The problem is because of all of the intense, super mega awesome packaging, they missed their window for the vinyl press. And you can't just push it back a week. You have to go to the back of the line because everybody else has to get their vinyls pressed.
Right.
So the date for all of the near future being released, the date for the album, the digital download, everything, is now going to be moved to like December 9th, December 19th, something like that. I think December
9th. Just in time for Christmas, kids.
Just in time. Yeah, it is a winter release. But you know what?
At least it's still this year.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. You know, they've
we've been getting digital copies of things this whole time.
Yeah, if you kickstarted it, they've been dropping little things here and there.
Or if you listen to our show.
Well, or you listen to our show. Yeah, we played Chicago, and you never know, we might play more I-Fi Dragons. Mm. This so we always play I-Fi Dragons. That's not even a thing.
Yeah.
So that was news that happened. Amazon bought Twitch. That's a thing. That
is
happened.
A thing that happened. Surprisingly,
and they bought them for $970 million, almost $1 billion. Bought
Man.
Twitch, but apparently, from an email, if you are a subscriber to Twitch, if you are a Twitch, if you create stuff for Twitch,
then good for you.
Good for you. You got an email from the CEO saying, "Listen, we're still going to keep our office, we're still going to keep our name, but we get all the backing of Amazon, which is sizable."
Amazon has officially said they're keeping Twitch independent.
Right, but
they just want the asset,
but they own them. And I imagine, you know, it'd be cool to have some sort of like internet-based TV series, TV show series, like you know how they have video on demand, Amazon Prime Video and stuff? Well, what if they could do that with TV shows sort of in real time, where you would need a streaming service? You would need somebody streaming video from one place to another. And Twitch does that. That's what they're known for. So,
Live. Let's do it live!
I wonder
they'll never let us do anything live.
So Justin TV...
Right, evolved, which was before Twitch.
Evolved into Twitch.
Right, it became Twitch.
And yeah, I still think there's Justin TV out there.
Is there? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I didn't
have a laptop.
I didn't realize, you know.
By the way, that was Justin.TV.
Justin.TV, the extension, which I thought only TVs could go
Justin
to.
Justin TV website, mobile apps, is no longer in service. Okay. Thank you sincerely for 7 years of live video memories.
So yeah, 7 years, and then Twitch became the master and killed it. But Amazon bought Twitch, which is pretty crazy. Another really crazy thing.
$1 billion. That's what's crazy. That's $1 billion.
That's a write-off for Microsoft.
I want a billion.
We were talking about that.
Yeah, Microsoft's just, a billion. That's cute. I mean, we have a warehouse full of Surface Ones. You want one?
We're giving them away. We're going to build houses.
We can't, literally can't give these
away. They're going to start nailing them to Habitats for Humanity houses and like try to make vinyl size.
Look, we have Surface Ones and old GameCubes. To make a house.
GameCubes are Nintendo's.
Yes,
Nintendo's. We're talking about Microsoft.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about building a house.
Oh, okay.
I'm nerd crap that you can actually build a house out of.
I thought I was making a different joke. I'm sorry.
Wow, I don't know what you're.
No,
making.
You're good.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about like there's just okay. So the joke is, the GameCube is a cube. It's nice and you can stack it. And there's tons of them.
Yeah, there are.
You
a
get
lot
them,
of them
for probably cheaper.
$20, I think. $20, $25.
Yeah, so you could probably build a house out of these cheaper than you could actual building materials.
Yeah,
and then with the Surface Ones out, you could just get those and make the roof.
If you could tie them all into starting at once and running, you could probably heat and cool
that would be your
entire
heater?
House.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. So that's something that happened over the weekend. Over the past few days, but specifically, it's been happening for, I guess, a week, is a series of DDoSes. A series of DDoSes on some pretty critical games and services.
Getting attacked again.
Like, WoW was DDoSed, and they overcame it. EVE, the launcher, was DDoSed, and they overcame it. PSN, unfortunately, was down.
PSN, why are people always attacking Sony?
I don't know.
It just seems like every time any kind of like attack is going out, Sony's going to get hit.
I know PSN, Google was down. I'm unaware if Gmail.
I had Gmail interruptions.
I'm not aware that's a DDoS.
I don't know if it was a DDoS attack or not, but like Gmail went down.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say.
Gmail was down for a long time in internet time. They lost a nine. Let's just say that. So DDoS.
Actually, I think all Google services went down for a brief period.
I'm surprised that.
Don't quote me on that.
I'm surprised we were able to recover, like as a society.
Yeah. You know? I'm surprised there wasn't a bigger impact.
People complain when Facebook's down, and I'm like, what are you actually complaining about? Like,
I'm all for that crap.
How much do you give Facebook to stay up? Like, what? You know?
Yeah. No, if Google or Amazon went down, life's done.
Well, that's it.
Yep. Oh, no, well, that's the internet right there, Google and Amazon.
That's the entire internet.
It literally is.
People.
In case you don't realize, Amazon actually hosts most websites you ever go to. You may not realize
that. It doesn't host exppoints.com,
though. It doesn't host exppoints.com.
That's why it takes a second to load.
Yeah, that's why, because we're cheap. Anyway, not for profit. You're
not
right?
For profit,
yay.
No.
We don't get on Amazon.
There's a donate button if you'd like.
Donate to get us on Amazon.
Yep. So PSN.
Maybe
was
they'll acquire us.
PSN was DDoSed. You couldn't even log in. You couldn't update. You couldn't do anything. But it came back up. They postponed the extended maintenance for bringing the PSN down anyway. And that's sort of where we're at. So.
Yay for hackers.
We don't know if this is the end. For those that don't know, we're gonna break down like what a DDoS is real quick.
We're gonna break it down.
Like people think that there's protection against DDoS, and the real question or the real answer is that there's really no way to survive being DDoSed to death.
Well, let's go ahead. DDoS means denial of service.
Yeah, distributed That's denial of service. DDoS, and all that means is the way that. Typically, people get it is or do it is that a lot of people, and I mean hundreds of thousands of clients, get together and they all try to access some site, some service, some information all at once.
So this doesn't mean your information has been compromised.
Oh yeah, DDoS doesn't do anything
it's
for information.
It's just denying you access to a service.
Right. So you say you've got a web server hosting up something. Let's say. I don't know.
A website for your radio show.
Or let's say exppoints.com.
Maybe at exppoints.com, and you always have to double tap that P.
There's there's a limited availability to that website. There's only enough internet for so many people.
Only so much internet.
No, realistically, you know, if a million people...
Oh, look, they used a cloud animation.
If
isn't
a million
cute?
People decided that they wanted to go at exppoints.com right now, then a million people would try to connect, and the first 100 people would start getting served. Then the next 100 people would start getting served. And if everyone
will serve you,
if the next 100
eventually,
if everyone continuously tries to go there and go there and go there, the web server cannot service all of the activity. They can't.
Hardware is limited. It is a physical, actual thing.
So what WoW and Eve and the PSN have set up is several computers that are all doing the same thing, that are trying to work in tandem to handle the load, the huge amount that people want from it. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Typically, when a
load
new game
balancing
starts,
is what that's called.
When like WoW launched, or when a new, it's like when a new game used to launch, we used to know that the digital distribution version would just kill servers. So you just waited a day. So that's sort of what happens. That's what DDoS is. A DDoS, it's just a bunch of people asking for stuff, and it's not compromising your information. That is something more like cracking in and, you know, looking around.
Like your information's not compromised. You just can't access the services. Right. It's annoying for everyone. Thanks, guys.
We're going to go ahead and cut to a song. This is "And the Songbird Sings" by Dan Bull. When we come back, we're going to talk about musings around streaming games and doing some cool stuff.
We're going to muse about things.
I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU. Wait, I really am Red Bear, though. That's cool.
And the Songbird Sings.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was "And the Songbird Sings" by Dan Bull. Pretty cool stuff. It's a BioShock Infinite remix, I guess, song regarding song. Anyway, it's not a remix. I don't know if it's a remix. You have to have an original.
You're trying to make sentences, Matt.
You have to have an original song before you can remix it, right?
Yes.
So it's just a song about BioShock Infinite.
So that's a song.
Okay, so it's a
BioShock. Original song.
It's a BioShock Infinite original song by Dan Bull.
Thank you, Dan Bull.
About BioShock Infinite.
It's about BioShock Infinite. In case you didn't get that.
We are going to go ahead and talk about something that's pretty cool. I told you earlier, Bear, that I tried the Steam streaming, in-game streaming, or in-home streaming, rather. So let me go ahead and lay out the scenario. I have a pretty beefy gaming computer. It's in my office. It's connected to the internets. What little internets I have. What little 6 meg internets.
Of internet flows all the way down there.
It's like Chinese water torture internet. Because it's enough connection.
Can we actually say that?
It's enough connection. It's enough connection to say you've got internet. But by the time you really need good internet, it's like, oh, listen, sorry, Jason down the hall, down the road in the other house, he got on internet too. And he's now in front of you.
Yes, because you don't have a fiber line. Right. You don't have a direct connection.
A mighty fiber line.
So I have my own connection right to the internet.
They failed me for the last time. Let's just
again.
Say it. Again, finally. But so the problem is I've got a really good gaming computer, and I've got a pretty nice laptop. But the laptop's a Mac laptop. And sometimes...
You can't game on a Mac?
Well, you can game pretty significantly, in fact, on a Mac. You just not be able to.
Now you can. Yeah, that's the joke.
But some games, like, sometimes I want to go and, like, work in my kitchen or on my table, you know, my
dining
table.
That's called cooking, usually.
No.
I don't know what else you do in your kitchen.
I want
to
go...
Okay, to be fair, I have a digital DJ set up in my kitchen and, like, a microwave.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're a sound guy, when you have your sound equipment in the kitchen and a microwave.
Next to the microwave.
And that's it. Like, you don't have pots and pans or knives or forks or anything. You have a microwave and a DDJSX.
Nice. We were talking, like, my fiance and I were talking, right? And she was talking about something, and I was like, man.
You weren't listening to your chihuahua. I
want to play a game right now, but I don't want to disrespect her.
My fiance is talking. I really want to play a game right now.
That's how it comes out, yeah.
I'm making sure she listens to the show tonight.
Thanks. I don't have comfortable couches.
Do you not have the lazy boy things?
I do have them, but I don't know. I can't sleep on my back anymore. This is a personal problem, though. So I have my laptop.
Stop pissing off your
fiance.
And
I look at Steam on my laptop, and I notice that all of a sudden, all of the games that I have on my Windows machine are showing up on my Steam in my laptop. And I'm like, oh, it detects that I have them installed, so when I click on it, it says that I can stream. Now, I knew that they were coming out with this feature, but I had never really thought of giving it a try, because why would you? You know, it's just a thing.
It's silly.
It's going to be silly.
Computers, they'll never catch on.
Who's going to want to stream? The idea of in-home streaming is that you have a big, beefy computer, and then you can stream that computer to a compatible box.
So by this, he means the big, beefy computer does all the legwork, and then you just get the imagery and sound and
right.
input
so
from
in this case,
device.
In this case, it just has a Steam installed on it. So Linux, a Steam box, but a Steam box can be like a Mac laptop or you know, a Linux machine. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't have to even have a really powerful graphics card because it's not doing any of the computations. So I was thinking, you know, I've done remote desktop. I've tried to play a game through
oh,
remote
good
desktop.
Lord. That's
really
not
work.
A good example.
I've tried to play, you know, even on a virtual PC or a VM machine or whatever through via Parallels. I've tried to game. And the problem was the video card on board, the virtual video card, was never good enough.
I applaud your efforts.
Right, right. I really did try, though. So I'm like, all right, space engineers, I'll go ahead and I'll give this a shot. I turn it on. I'm telling you, indistinguishable from playing it on the machine it was running on the actual big desktop. Mm-hmm. It was going, it was doing it, and I was controlling it, and I was seeing everything on the Mac. I was playing with a Bluetooth keyboard and a wireless USB mouse.
So there's wireless signal in your house.
And I was wirelessly connected.
Congratulations, you have a brain tumor.
Right. I was 100 feet away from the router, through some walls. I didn't have any noticeable lag. Except when the universe saves, but that's everywhere. So it was awesome. I couldn't believe that this was a thing that was actually happening, that you can game as long as you have a screen. This makes so much sense where I don't know. I
can't even make sentences.
I can't even make sentences. It was such a good experience.
Well, that's great. That's
I'm gonna
good
start,
to know it actually works.
Yeah. Like I was at this point, I'm like, I don't need to build that super crazy, because I had aspirations of building a gaming shuttle PC.
You're going
to
do it.
And I probably will still do it because I already have like a 570 graphics card that I could totally use. But now I don't have to worry about will it be able to do this or that as long as I've got it installed on my big computer and I'm at my house. Now, if I take it to go LAN gaming or whatever, then yeah, I'll need a graphics card to run the games. But I don't have to worry about spending the time.
You can't stream with a static IP over the internet. And
you may be able to, but
not with your internet.
Not with my internet. Not with my 0.3 up. Yeah, so that's another thing I have to kind of test. I have to test to see if you can stream out through the internet.
I mean, as long as you get on your network, but the performance would be the issue.
Right. So, you know, the more hops, the more routers and switches it has to go through, it's going to slow things down and add latency. And you can ignore a lot of quality. You can turn your quality really low and let the stream kind of, you know, add more room for your controller inputs. Which, you know, I thought, especially after using wireless keyboards and wireless mouses.
It's actually mouses for the electrical computer device, mm-hmm. pointing device, and mice for the rodent.
Oh, okay. So if you were to use
knowledge,
you know, a wireless mouse.
My mouse is the word.
If you were to use a wireless mouse and a wireless keyboard, and then you were also on wireless, I figured there'd be some noticeable lag. There was not. And Space Engineers is a pretty noticeably, like, it's a pretty intense game.
Yeah. I just feel like with all this wireless, something has got to be happening to your brain. Are you also on your cell phone?
No. It was in my pocket, though.
Okay.
And
that's transmitting wireless.
I want to say,
man, we're surrounded by so much wireless tech.
Yes. If we could
we're all
see,
going to die.
If we could see those bands, we would be blind.
Blind.
Blind. I don't know. What do you think about wireless streaming devices, wireless games, or wireless streaming games from a big mega massive computer to sort of the terminal? It's almost like a mainframe for gaming.
A thin client.
You mainframe the games on a big computer, and then you go to the terminal, which is your thin client or your box.
Well, I mean, actually, you say that. I believe that's the future of computers to begin with. Like, no one's going to have a big giant honking machine in their house anymore. Not even gamers.
We will have those games.
Yeah. Well, the internet will get to a point to where these will just be hosted. Amazon will host all of your stuff, and you'll just have some cheap device for connecting.
Well, that's a good point, because PlayStation is doing their Gaikai service.
Yeah.
Where they've PlayStation Now, I think they renamed it from Gaikai.
Whatever.
PlayStation Now, where you can stream PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2 games, and you effectively do the same thing. They run on their hardware, and you get it here.
Yeah. I mean, and as our internet infrastructure improves and people like you get actual internet.
I'm prepared.
Yeah, you'll be ready.
Some people say I can't take it. I can take it.
Yeah, but honestly, I tell you what, the future I can see is where you don't even have a computer. You have a smartphone and a monitor, and you just throw your phone into the monitor or wireless. You don't even do that. You wirelessly connect when you walk up to it, and it knows that you're there.
I would like to have like a phone with a cassette, a monitor with like a cassette deck that fits
you
your
just
phone,
fit the phone into it. Yeah. No, but like the idea, I could just see walking up to a terminal with a keyboard, mouse, and everything, and your phone identifies, oh, there's a monitor. I need to start displaying things up there.
Yeah.
And then you connect to your desktop that's in the Amazon cloud. And
the Amazon.
The Amazon cloud, because that's where mine's going to be.
It's a cloud in the Amazon.
In the Amazon.
They have to worry a lot about cooling.
But yeah, no, I see that being a thing. And then all your hardcore gaming and stuff like that, it will be done that way. You won't even really have a computer. You just lug around your cell phone.
That'd be awesome.
Red Bear called it on this show. Give it 10 years.
We need to talk to engineering technologists.
In 10 years, get back with me, and you'll be like, wow, I was listening to your show via my phone on the terminal.
Totally called
it. I don't know what we're going to call these, though.
We are going to come back after this song, and we're going to end up the show. But,
okay. You still got to tell me about that ice challenge.
Yeah, we do have to go against the ice challenge. This is my OCD from Rhett and Link. I don't have diagnosed OCD, but...
No, I have CDO. It's like OCD, except I put the letters in order, as they should be.
As they should be. Compulsive disorder, obsessive.
Dysapathetical order.
Okay.
Trust me.
You've been listening to Experience Pints. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU. That picture...
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points, still MG.
Still Red Bear.
I forgot what I was going to say, like, right when we came back.
Wow.
Yeah. That was My OCD by Rhett and Link.
CDU.
I'm so sorry, everyone. We are done with the season opener.
I'm out.
Season opener of season 6. We are
back,
finished
guys.
With it now.
I'm sorry, I couldn't stay gone.
That was the shortest... Like with,
I retired and came back to the game.
You get more money this way.
Yeah,
part time.
How it works.
You can catch us back next week from 9 to 10 p.m. Before we leave, Bear, you need to know about this ice bucket challenge.
I've been challenged by you.
All right,
good sir.
So
what have I agreed to?
It's not very often that we do this on Experience Points, but we're gonna dump ice water on Bear for no apparent reason. There's this thing called the ALS.
I'm getting cold for a reason.
Yeah, this is the ALS ice bucket challenge. It's for the hope is that through huge amount of awareness and donations that you will ALS could be cured. ALS is a horrible disease wherein your muscles, effectively your brain, stops being able to control your muscles. It's like paralysis, sort of. Lou Gehrig's disease is sort of what like people call it. It's most notably known for Lou Gehrig. Anyway, the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, it originated middle of last year, I think, as the cold water challenge. And then it sort of matured into the ice bucket challenge from ALS.
Get the cool water, the chilly water, the cold water. Now we're at ice water.
We're at ice water. The goal here is that you post a video.
Liquid nitrogen.
You just you're the Terminator 2 guy. So the whole thing is to raise awareness for ALS. So the way the game goes.
At least I'm getting cold for a good
reason. The way the game goes is that someone challenges you. You accept the challenge or you cannot accept the challenge. If you accept the challenge, then you take ice water and you pour it on your head, and then I think you donate $10 to the ALS Foundation.
Like, yeah, like what is it?
ALSA.org.
So.
There's a few other ones, but I mean, I would assume, I know that they break it down.
Okay, they have a big red donate button on their website.
They break it down to a point where it's like,
oh, there's an ice bucket.
If you look at their money like breakdown, only 28% goes to actual research. There's a lot of education, a lot of fundraising, recycling of the money.
Yeah.
So again, out of that $10, only like $2.8 goes to, you know, the actual research. That's how all organizations are. You know, they have to survive. They have to pay the people that are there full time making it happen. That's not what nonprofit means. It doesn't mean that people work for free.
No.
It means that they're not there to make money.
Right. Well, the company itself isn't there to make money. The company is non-revenue.
So that's if you accept the challenge. If you don't accept the challenge, then you pay $100 to the ALSA.org.
Is that how it works?
How it works. So you accept
I'm assuming your friend gets mad at you and dumps ice water on you anyway.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You can challenge people once you do it.
Yeah, okay, so Matt has challenged me. I've accepted.
You're supposed to do it within 24 hours, but if you're not
on the internet, we'll have a video up before the next show.
Before the next show.
I will say that.
Okay.
Okay. You got the video equipment, right?
Yeah, I have a video equipment.
You have an ice bucket.
I have an ice bucket.
We'll make this a thing.
I mean, I have a bucket we can put ice in.
Yes.
We're going to end the song. Check us back next week, 9 to 10 p.m. on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Check us out online. What's that website, Bear?
Exppoints.com. Always double tap the P.
We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on YouTube. We're on a bunch of little different sites. Just go
Just EXP go to the points. Website and you'll find it.
Yeah, you can swipe all the way to the bottom if you're on a phone. You can go all the way to the bottom.
Or scroll.
Scroll even. With a mouse, with a mice's.
Mouses.
Click on all the buttons.
We've been through this.
Look at all the stuff. If you're interested in hearing any of our past recordings, we're on Stitcher, we're on iTunes. Look for Experience Points Radio Show, or just go expoints.com, click on the radio show button, and scroll through, and you can listen to us live on the website. Not live.
Live like recorded.
A live recording.
Live recordings.
Which is all our stuff, actually.
They wouldn't let me on the air.
We are going to end with two songs. This is Absolute Territory by Ken Ashcorp and How to Fire a Gun by Shale Riley and the Double Ice Backfire. Pretty awesome music ending the night. Check us back next week. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.